This is Melissa.
And this is Dutch.
And welcome to Craps, a day in the life of a woman with CRPS. We're on episode
24. That smells and looks delicious. Why am I never hungry?
Yes.
Problem.
I wish I didn't have that problem, and then I could say yes, this is why I look like that, because I love pasta, and I eat 20 meals in a day, but I don't get to, you know, because
yeah.
I'm never hungry. But there is a reason behind it, and Dutch is going to read that. Let's know why. CRPS RSD / RSD warriors have that problem of feeling full all the time or not hungry, and there's a reason behind it.
It's a condition called gastroparesis, which frequently occurs in patients with long-standing CRPS. Most often CRPS warriors with gastroparesis have pain over much of their body, where the pain affects the lower extremities more so than the upper extremities. Many people with complex regional pain syndrome suffer from nausea, bloating, weight loss, or gain. The feeling of feeling full, even if they don't eat much, and they have to suffer from heartburn. Gastroparesis is a condition that affects the stomach muscles and prevents proper stomach emptying. The cause from the damage to the vagus nerve that prevents the stomach and intestines to work properly. All right. We're back to that vagus nerve system, man.
Yes, it controls everything. Everything. Those two major nerves, they just control your body. And this is something that, you know, I have all the symptoms of, the cramping of stuff. My stomach just hurts all the time. And, you know, I know I've talked about this before, that, you know, my doctors, they have checked, they have looked. I mean, it has to just do with the CRPS, because they just cannot find anything, even though that is how they found my kidney cancer. So thankfully that was found, and I'm fine, you know, and they took, I lost a kidney, but it's okay, because I am here. But my stomach, oh my goodness, my stomach hurts all the time, and I'm constipated all the time, no matter what I take. I mean, they have given me all different kind of medications, like fibers and pills and, you know, cold stool softener. You name it. They're like, well, take this. And, I mean, you only can take so much. And just like last night, my Aunt Lisa came all the way from California. Well, my Aunt Lisa and my Uncle Steven. We had a family dinner, and she cooked. And it was all I could eat, what I ate. And my husband made my plate, so he knew just to make me just a little bit of stuff on there. I had a little bit of the vegetables and couple pieces of fruit and a piece of chicken. Oh, and a little bit of macaroni and cheese. And I ate some of it, but I could not even finish my plate, even though it was just a little bit on there. By the time we got home, I don't know how I fell asleep, which, I mean, it was my medication that helped me go to sleep, but I was up at 1 o'clock, and I have not been to bed since, because I left out of the bedroom so my husband could get some sleep, since he has to work in the mornings. And I went out into the living room, and he has a bed set out there for me. I laid out there because I'm in so much pain. I was just miserable. I can't even explain it, because pain and miserable isn't even the right words. I know eating that late isn't good for me, because I know that I do feel worse whenever I eat later. So, I mean, whenever we have dinner, my husband tells me all the time, this isn't dinner, this is like a late lunch. Because I like to eat like between 3 or 4, you know, and that's it. I'm done after that. So, I mean, it is early. But my stomach just hurts so bad, and I have to force myself to eat, because there is times when my husband and even my brother has asked me, you know, when was the last time you ate? What do you want to eat? I'm like, I'm not really hungry, because we were having a luncheon at my sister's house. And Dutch was like, okay, well, what do you want? I'll fit your plate. I'm like, I'm really not hungry. And he goes, well, you got to eat. When was the last time you ate? And I was like, I think 2 days ago. You know, because I'm just not hungry. Like I said, when I eat, it actually hurts. Like, it hurts. I mean, who in the world wants to hurt when they eat? You know? I see.
Especially when eating is supposed to be fun.
Exactly. And I love to cook. I do. That's something I enjoy doing. I love to cook. I love to bake. I mean, I enjoy that. For me, that is relaxing. It's hard for me to do now, you know, but I have chairs there, and I do take shortcuts on some things because it is harder for me to do some things. But I like that enjoyment of someone sitting down and enjoying something that I cooked or baked. You know, that brings me enjoyment. That, you know, my husband will eat and he'll be like, oh man, this was so good. Babe, you did such an excellent job. Thank you. This was so delicious. And then, you know, 4 hours later, he's like, do we have a little bit left? Can I have a little bit more? I'm like, yes, because he loved it so much. And to me, I love that, because it's like me showing my love to them, to my family, to people that, you know, are around me, that I took this time to cook this or bake this for you. And this time and effort I took, this is me showing my love for you. And so I miss that, and I miss the fact that here I am, I'm doing this, and then I'm not able to enjoy it. Because, like I said, I'm never hungry, and when I do eat, it hurts. I just eat to eat because I know I have to, but it's usually only one meal, because if I eat that one meal that day, I mean, I'm done. I can't do any more after that. I mean, because it just makes me feel sick. And there is times that, you know, I will do two meals. But, I mean, like I said, my meals are definitely smaller. Which, I mean, isn't a bad thing. You know, or if it is a bigger meal. Because, you know, if we did go out or something like that. Or we brought something home. I do share with my dog sometimes. Don't fuss at me. I know dogs aren't supposed to have human food, trust me. My little Pogo, he never had human food, and boy, did Tommy and him bond over pizza, and because he was like, this is great, I like you, man.
Has your doctors ever looked into, like, I don't know, some sort of, like, gastrointestinal disorder, like Crohn's or anything?
Not Crohn's. I don't think they did. I know they went through my intestine. I mean, they went through both cavities and looked at stuff, and they couldn't find anything. So I don't know if that's, because I know they ruled out some stuff. I'm not able to. I'm having that, you know, that CRPS fog, brain fog stuff going on. Not only is I had a really, really bad night, so it's harder for me to think, but it's like these past few weeks have actually been really, really tough on me, and I've been in so much pain, and I am scheduled to have a block, because I haven't had a nerve block in a while, so hopefully it will work, because the last few I've had did not work. You know, I was still in pain, but hopefully it does something, because I have been just miserable. I have been so miserable these past few weeks, and I'm so tired of it. So, but I have to ask my doctor about that, about the Crohn's. I never thought about asking about that, but I know, I mean, I just go by what they say, that they think it's due to CRPS, which is, say it for me, Dutch. whatever it is.
The gastroparesis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, what we talked about earlier, what you read for me. So, that's the only thing I can, that's the only thing they can think of, too. Because they have looked at so many things that they just, they're lost too, I guess you could say. They're lost too and not sure what's going on. So that's what a couple of doctors have told me. Well, my GI doctor and then my nurse practitioner for my pain management, they've agreed that, that's the only thing that they can think of. So that's what I'm going by. All I know is that my stomach hurts and I hurt and I'm not able to walk. I'm not able to, enjoy life like I used to. I still enjoy life. My family makes it so that I can enjoy life as much as I can. But at the same time, I get sad because, like I said last night, I just wanted to eat, what she made us and enjoy it. I wanted to finish that chicken and macaroni and cheese. I wanted to finish it. I wanted to have dessert after, which, I don't need dessert, but I still wanted it. But I didn't because I couldn't, because after even eating that little bit, I was so sick. I still feel so sick. It's just hard to explain. I can't explain it. And I think all you warriors out there that, when you listen, you understand that when I say I just cannot explain it. Because pain, misery, yes, I say that, but still isn't the right word. It's complex regional pain syndrome. I'm on fire. I'm on, I have these cramps. I have my legs go crazy and my body jerks and I get all discolored and you just can't explain it. It's something that you just can't, even with my stomach. Because even my mom and aunts were asking me last night, they were like, asking me the same thing. Well, what about this? What about that? I'm like, I don't know. Because when I was leaving, my stomach was already hurting really bad and I needed to get home. And plus, I needed to get home because my foot was really swollen. In fact, my foot was swollen into my shoe. And by the time I got home and I put my house shoes on, which are just another pair of tennis shoes, I couldn't even, they were so tight to put on because my foot was so swollen. But I needed to get ready for bed, which included me, taking medication. I take care of my little pups. Some of them are really not that little, but my little pups. And, I just, make sure I have water by my bed and, different things like that. And I wanted to get ready for bed. And so I got ready for bed and I lay down, took my medication. I was up and I felt bad for Tom, but luckily he went to sleep. And it took me 2 hours. Like it was, what time was it? It was a little bit over. So how much time did I didn't get no sleep then? Because I remember, that's 11 of 12. So it was almost 12:30 when I finally went to sleep. And then, so I had about 30, maybe 40 minutes of sleep. Because I woke up, it was a little bit after 1. And I haven't been back. I've been laying down, like I said, the living room. And I'll just close my eyes trying to get into that, that peaceful moment or whatever. Just trying to focus on breathing and just calming myself down and, try not to cry. Because you hurt so bad. Whenever you hear the doctor saying they're baffled and they're not sure what else to do or what else to think, it's almost to the point of where, well, what do you do? Because it's not like just one doctor. It's more than one doctor that's baffled about it. Because they've given me MRIs and CAT scans. And like I said, they've scoped me every area you can think of. And they've done medications and different things, and I'm still like this. I'm like this. when my husband grills and he makes these wonderful meals or smokes his, he loves to use his, he smokes with wood and charcoal, and oh my goodness, he makes such good things, and it smells so good. Oh my goodness. And he opens up that garage door, and the smoke and everything just comes in, the stuff that he's cooking, and it's like, oh, it makes your mouth drool, and you're like, oh, and you send pictures of your, even to your brother, and even though he doesn't eat meat, he's like, oh, that looks so good. You just want to enjoy that. My mouth is watering now just thinking about it. Even though my tummy hurts so bad. But my Aunt Lisa's meal was very good. Even though I may not have been able to enjoy all of it or finish it, but it was really good. So, and it was good seeing her, because we haven't seen her in a while. I'm glad I got to see her. Oh man, my stomach. But y'all, I know I shouldn't be sorry, but I feel bad because I haven't been able to post my podcast. Like, you know, I wanted to do one every week, but I've just been, my husband's been, you know, busy because we bought this new piece of property, and he's been trying to get that fixed, but it's because, I mean, I've just, like, right now, I can't think. Hello, brain. Awake. Get out that fog. Get out that CRPS fog. But I've been in, like I said, that pain, you know, that miserable pain that you get, and it was just hard for me to get motivated to get this done. But me and Dutch was like, all right, we are doing this. No matter what, we are doing this. I don't care if I had only whatever 30, 40 minutes of sleep. We are doing this. I want those that get diagnosed with CRPS or not sure what they even have and they haven't been diagnosed with it yet, or those caregivers that are out there, I want them to know that, you know, all these people are not alone. We are out here. Yes, it's rare. I mean, when people, I mean, you tell them you have this condition, this illness, and they're like, what? You know, what is that? And they even look it up and they don't understand it. And then you even tell doctors what you have when you go to a new doctor, or if you go to the emergency room and they're having to Google it. You know, you feel alone at times. Because I know I feel alone at times, and that's when I have to reach out to other CRPS warriors, because I'm not the only one out there. I'm not the only one feeling like this. I'm not the only one that's, you know, feeling sad or depressed or get that anxiety because of things that are going on. And I want everybody to know that I'm here. We're here. If you ever need us, please reach out. Just say hello. And I'll say hello back, and we can get to know each other. You know, just anything just to help. Because I know it helps me knowing, because I was alone for a while there. I mean, I was thinking, well, maybe this is crazy. Maybe I am just like, maybe this isn't real. Is my brain messed up? Well, it is. And I felt alone for a while. Especially until I got diagnosed. And then I still felt like, I mean, when I was trying to look up things and reach out, and it took me a while to find groups that I liked, or, you know, people that I could say hello to and reach out to. It took me a while to find them. It makes you feel like, oh, okay, I'm not crazy. It's not crazy that I'm hurting so bad in my stomach, or my body feels like, someone explained it so well, that they took all your blood out of your veins. They put lighter fluid back in there and lit it on fire and lit a match. I'm like, oh man, that's such a good explanation. You know, that's a good one. And then, I mean, that's only one symptom though. That's just the burning. I mean, I just so thankful to have people around me. And thank you, Aunt Lisa, for the awesome meal. Thank you, Dutch, for saying, we're good doing this and having my back. You know, having that support. And same thing with my husband. I mean, he had to work so hard yesterday. He had a lot of stuff going on. But because I'm not able to drive, he made sure that I got to that dinner, that I was able to visit with my family. And I mean, even stayed later than what we should have because he needed to get back home. So I'm so thankful for all of that, that, you know, people all around me, my loved ones all around me, that they give me that support. So I hope that I do the same thing to all those that listen. And I'm sorry if I sound dragged out. My body is just done. I should have been taken out of the cooker 2 hours ago, yes. If not longer. I just want to go, and when I go to a restaurant or my husband cooks that wonderful, wonderful stuff and he smokes it, and I'm going to be like, ah, and then just sit there and enjoy it. I want Dutch to cook me a meal, and I'd be like, I know when I stayed with him, whenever he got hurt, he hurt his shoulder, and I stayed with him a couple of days so I can help him. He ended up helping me more than I helped him. But he kept on telling me, Melissa, you can eat anything, you know. And it wasn't that I didn't want the food, because I even brought stuff. I'm not allowed to bring M&M's to Dutch's house anymore.
No more M&M's.
But I mean, I just, like I said, I'm just not hungry. It's terrible. Who doesn't want to eat? I want to. I want to taste that good juicy burger, you know, the ones that the grease falls out and the cheese is oozing, or pizza when you take a bite and the cheese like strings out. I want to eat that steak that my husband smokes on the, you know, grill, or whenever he does like a big beef shoulder or something like that. Oh my gosh, and when you bite into it, it just like melts in your mouth. Oh. Doesn't that sound just my mouth is like drooling. Oh, that sounds so good. But my tummy's saying, no, no. So bad. If I dreamt, I probably would dream about food, but I don't dream, so. I probably would, though. Just let you know that you're not alone. All your symptoms that you feel, you're not making them up. You're not crazy. Just remember that. All you warriors, we are warriors. I mean, look it up. That is exactly what we are. Look up that definition. I do have that saved. And I look that up every once in a while, what a warrior is. And it's a good one. You need to look up that definition and be like, oh yeah, that's me. You know, because we are. That's exactly what we are. In fact, let me read it to y'all. Warrior, a brave or experienced soldier or fighter. That is what we are. We're fighters. We fight every day.
You're a fighter.
That's right. We're fighters. That's exactly what you are. So keep that definition with y'all. And remember that everything that's going on with your body is happening. You know your body. A doctor, yes, they go to school, they educate themselves as much as they can, but you know your body. So, my fellow warriors, I send you so much love. Orange hearts all around. And keep fighting.
Put up a good fight.
That's right. Put up a good fight. All right. Thank y'all so much for listening. I hope, you know, we'll be able to get back on track.
We will.
Yes. All right. Thank you, everybody.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.